KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be clear to partly cloudy today, a high around 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In Southwest Iowa news, the Corning Elementary School was placed on a temporary lockdown Thursday while authorities investigated a nearby domestic situation. According to Adams County Sheriff Alan Johans, a person was upset about some issues, and while there were initial reports a weapon may be involved, that was not the case. Johans said the person in question was never on school property, but the facility was placed on lockdown for about 30 minutes as a precaution. The man questioned by authorities was transported to an unspecified care facility. No charges were filed, and no other details are currently available. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report a Villisca man was arrested early this morning at around 3:45 on warrants out of Polk County. 27-year-old Michael Scott Walton was wanted for contempt of court and failure to pay child support. Walton was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 cash bond for Polk County authorities. A judge has declared a mistrial in the case of a Cass County man facing 46 felony counts of sexual abuse in the third degree and other related charges. 52-year-old Roger Allen Erickson of Lewis and his family members were in a courtroom in Atlantic when 4th District Court Judge Kathleen Kilnoski queried the jury foreman about their verdict.
Mr. Foreman, was the jury able to come to a unanimous verdict on any of the charges?
No, we were not.
And at this time, do you believe that any further deliberation, taking a recess and coming back tomorrow, do you think that would be helpful for the jury to reach a unanimous decision on any of the counts?
Well, at this time, we feel we're at an impasse.
And the judge then thanked the jury for their deliberations before dismissing them.
Very well. I know you have worked hard. It's been almost 6 hours now that you have been together during your deliberations. I truly appreciate your hard work and your efforts in this matter, and I will excuse you at this time.
Erickson will remain in the Cass County Jail on $250,000 bond. A second trial date has not yet been scheduled. His attorney, Theodore Wanio, refused to comment following the ruling. Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner, who was the prosecuting attorney representing the state of Iowa, explained what the judge's decision means.
It's as if the current trial did not take place, a mistrial, and the state would have another opportunity to seek to retry the case again.
It's not clear if the same jury who heard the case this week will be recalled for the second trial or another jury will assume the role. Erickson stood accused of sexually assaulting a 14-year-old female who lived in his home as a foster child. He was formally charged on December 13th of last year with the 46 felony counts of third-degree sexual abuse, two serious misdemeanor counts of lascivious conduct with a minor, and two aggravated misdemeanor charges of assault with the intent to commit sexual assault. The charges were the result of a nearly four-and-a-half-month-long investigation that began July the 25th of last year. After authorities received word of the incidents, which allegedly occurred between May the 15th of 2011 and July the 25th of 2011. The Atlantic Police Department reports the arrest Wednesday of 19-year-old Matthew Kern of Atlantic. Kern was taken into custody on a charge of driving while license revoked. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning at 9 o'clock here in Atlantic, and during the session at the courthouse, they'll receive a report from Public Safety Committee Chair Steve Livengood with regard to the relocation of the Public Safety Communications Center. Last October, the supervisors gave permission for Livengood to begin a fact-finding mission in advance of a possible future expansion and or relocation of the County Communications Center. They wanted to explore the options because the comm center, which is located in the basement of the courthouse, is beginning to run out of room, and future equipment needs are likely to press the space to the limit. In other business, the Board of Supervisors today will discuss and possibly act on the temporary closure of roads near the Atlantic Municipal Airport in preparation for the September 15th Fly Iowa Heritage and Homecoming Show. They'll also act on a resolution for a public hearing on the vacating of a portion of 662nd Lane in Benton Township, Section 7. And act on appointing a member and alternate to the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Planning Committee. News time is 7:12.